Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Dove Knight. I'm a singer-songwriter, professional singer-songwriter, and thank you for listening. I'm doing my own podcast. I wanted to talk about what I feel about the Oscar song nominees. It came to my attention because, first of all, I want to say congratulations to them all. Really, congratulations to all the nominees. I wish nothing but the best for all of them. And I think that it's also great that about each one of them, most of them have already gotten an Oscar, a Grammy, Emmy. So, you know, they're veterans, extremely successful. They practically won everything or just about all the awards that you can win as a musician, as an artist, as a songwriter. You know, I'm referring to the Oscar song, original song nominees, you know. The score, too, because the score, you know, have nominees that are, have won an Oscar before, won a Grammy before, won a Golden Globe. I mean, these guys won practically everything you can win. So I think that's fantastic, you know, to all of them. The original score, you know, like Ludwig Göransson, Oppenheimer's the top favorite, and you know, but then there's John Williams. He wrote the Star Wars theme. Then I'm looking at the original song. Diane Warren got an Oscar honorary award, Mark Ronson and John Baptiste and Billie Eilish and her brother Finneas. They all won Oscars and Grammys, especially Billie Eilish. She won several Grammys and an Oscar. This brings up the point I want to bring up about these nominees. Now, it's great that they won. And they deserve to. They have the talent and so on. I just think, don't take this the wrong way. You know, it really, while it's great to see these nominees, I hope that in the future that the Oscars can look for people who haven't won an Oscar or unknown songwriters, because there's tons of them, like me, in Hollywood, L.A., who are you know, struggling, trying to get their big break. I know they got American Idol for singer artists. They should have American Idol for songwriters. So I think that, you know, it really is, you know, the opportunities for someone who hasn't received any recognition or struggling. I hope that the Oscar nominees, just like the Grammys or the Emmys, can start programs to look for unsigned songwriters, because there's millions like me. Well, I'm one of them in Los Angeles looking for their first break. Well, I appreciate status as a songwriter professionally. I'm with BMI Broadcast Music for several years. I'm also Ascot Publisher, and I'm also an artist. I release new songs through my indie labels and so on. I'm still looking for my big break, and I've been waiting for a long time. I've done a lot. You got to realize I've been doing it for 30 years, 40 years, you know. And I concentrate more on songwriting because I've gotten older. You know, because the artist game is, you know, they like the young people. But let me tell you, if you're older, if you're 90 or 70 or 40 or if you're 20, whatever age, age is just nothing but a number. You know, go for your dreams, whether you're young or old. But I just think that I hope to see newcomers as Oscar nominees. And I hope that the industry opens its heart to the little songwriter like me who hasn't gotten the recognition, because I've done it a lot. It's part of my soul. You know, I was just observing this, as you know, on the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I am a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame lifetime. I'm not taking nothing from these artists who were nominated. They all deserve it. Absolutely, 100%. And it's, you know, it's a great achievement. But I'm referring to like the Hollywood dream, you know, like there's that little dream, you know, where people come to Hollywood. I was one of them, to be either an actor or a singer or a comedian or a songwriter or you know, a movie director or, you know, whatever it is, a musician. And I'm the musician, singer, songwriter. That's when I came to Hollywood. I didn't get that big break, financial break, but I hope that I can be at least in contention to receive that recognition. Because I feel I deserve it, you know. When someone told me, oh, I need to go out there, I need to do this and do that. And I'm like, I've been doing it for 34 years. I've been out here since 91, and I've been out here consecutively for 30 years, and I'm not going to hide anything. I'm honest. Because I know people say, oh, you shouldn't mention my age, or I shouldn't talk. I've been out here 30 years. I paid my dues many lifetimes over. Okay? I also, you know, I've been on stage for nearly 20 years, rock and roll, singing, trying bands. I was on clubs in West Hollywood, and did all that. So I, you know, when I hear that, it's like, I paid my dues. But I'm not sitting on my laurels, because I know we have to take chances. Once in a while, you have to take risks to get to the next level. So I hope that also Hollywood can look for artists, not just in West Hollywood, but like places like Van Nuys or places like Pasadena or Beverly Hills. Look for artists who got good songs. If you hear good songs on the radio, YouTube, give that person a chance. Because that's what the Hollywood dream is for, and what that's the symbol of the Hollywood sign. And that's why we're, you know, Americans, you know, to have that chance to shine and to be recognized. It's painful, you know, as a person not to be recognized yet, but I always have to believe and persevere. But I hope the industry, with these Oscar nominees, can nominate people who have never been nominated before in their life. You know, look for artists who never achieve any kind of recognition to be to get that chance at that American dream. Because getting an Oscar is a huge achievement. Being a nominee is a huge achievement. So I hope they can look at the unknown artists and the fledgling artists from all walks of life, all types of music. I'm one of them, to give that chance. Because that American dream is so important for you and me.